Let's kick it off with Ballerine and a big win for Geelong Amateur. 17-4, 106. How's the accuracy? Motawari, 13-6, 84. And that means Ammo's top spot with two rounds to play and a game clear of Anglesey, a game and a half clear of Barwon Heads and Torquay and Motawari, who they beat this afternoon. Joining us on the line is Ammo's coach, Kane Tenace. Kane, firstly, congratulations on the win. The fast start must have been so crucial for your side to get that little buffer.
First of all, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a good start to the game. Obviously, coming off a pretty ordinary performance last week, the boys were up and about and ready to go. So it was good to get a few goals on the board in the first quarter.
Anything you took away from that Anglesey performance? I watched probably a quarter and a half of that game last week, and you had opportunities but just couldn't make the most of them. But it seems today that when you got it forward, you're able to convert.
Yeah, I think we tried to do the right thing for in terms of ball movement for the first half last week against Anglesey. We just couldn't find that finishing touch. And I think, like you said, today we were able to use the ball a lot better moving forward, and that probably showed on the scoreboard.
Great spread of goal kickers. Mitch Day kicked three, Youngie kicked three, Kelly three, Riley Matner kicking three, Adam Kersman with a couple as well. You had plenty of avenues.
Yeah, and obviously having the big fella Daisy at full forward, there's times when we get a bit too conscious of kicking the ball too much. So it's always nice. He's going to kick his two or three every week. It's nice when he kicks a few more than that. But it's also good for the team to have that spread of goal kickers.
I'm not sure who handles the vote cards on for the best and fairest, so don't give too much away. But if votes were being counted right now, I suspect Paddy Killen would be somewhere on the podium with your best and fairest.
Yeah, he's been very good the last couple of weeks. He probably, by his own standard, he probably gave the ball up a little bit too much last week. But he's getting a lot of it at the moment, and he's one of those guys through the midfield who can take it and break some lines and kick the ball long. So it's always nice when you see him running out of the stoppage or running through the middle with the ball in his hands.
Three-quarter time, you led by 37 points. They did make a little bit of a run at you, but you always felt comfortable with that you had the game in hand?
I wouldn't have said comfortable. We knew they were going to come back at us pretty hard in that last quarter. They're a good side, obviously, and they were going downwind in that last quarter. So there was a couple of little nervous moments there, but I was really pleased with the way the boys were able to sort of hold their momentum and go down the other end and kick a couple ourselves and I suppose seal the game for us.
How nice is the feeling knowing you're the first team blocked away in finals and that you can't be shifted out?
Yeah, it's a very nice feeling. Actually, if you had said we're going to be in this spot at the start of the year, we would have definitely taken it with both hands. But obviously, from here, it's about positioning ourselves as best as possible, and that means that there's two tough games to come. It'd be really, really nice if we could play two more games of footy the way we played today.
Yep. Some would have looked at you last month and gone, gee, that's tough. That's a really hard way to finish. Anglesey, obviously, last week, Motto, Drysdale, Barwon Heads. But also, I suppose, when you're playing games like that and there's so much on the line, and Drysdale for them next week, it becomes basically an elimination final. You probably enjoy that challenge.
Yeah, correct. I think we looked at the last month of the year and said if we're not competing and not playing well in this last month of footy, that we probably don't deserve to be playing finals, or you don't deserve to put yourself in the best possible position if you're not winning these last few. So it's definitely tough, but at the same time, I'd rather a tough month coming into the finals than an easy month and just going through the motions and winning games of footy. So yes, it's tough, but I think the boys now after last week and this week, I think they're up for the challenge.
Kane, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Well done on the win, and look forward to your form over the next couple of weeks leading into finals.
No worries. Thanks very much, Kane.